A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Baba Kama Daf Ayin, Baba Kama 70a, pagination is 139, starting from the Mishnah in the beginning of the line, just below midway on the page. The Pasuk in Parshas Shoftim tells us, Al pi shnei edim, on the word, on the testimony of two witnesses, yakum davar, things shall be established. Devarim perek yutes, pasuk tes vav. That means that the two witnesses should be able to establish whatever it is that they're looking to establish. If, however, it takes two witnesses to partially establish it, and two other witnesses to partially establish it, it is not going to fit the parameters of testimony and be enforceable in an earthly court, in Beis Din. The Mishnah states, and this is our segue into this topic, Gonav al pi shnayim v'tavachu mochar al piyem. If a person stole an animal that has potential to cause him to be liable for four or five times in payments, meaning a shar or seh, an ox or sheep, and he stole it based on the testimony of two witnesses, that's how we know. V'tavachu mochar al piyem, and he either shecht it or sold it on their testimony. So then, that's a very straightforward presentation, pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, that he would have to pay four or five, depending on the animal, the situation, but he's going to have to pay multiple payments for this distinctive type of violation. The Mishnah continues and says, O al pi shnayim acherim, or if the first two witnesses only talked about the theft, and it was second two witnesses that talked about the fact that he shecht or sold the animal, either way, our Mishnah says, Mishalim tashlumi arba'o v'chamisha, he pays the payments of four or five, and this is how it's codified in the Tur, Simen Shin Nun. The question, as you can imagine from our introduction, is that the testimony here is not dovar on an entire thing. You needed two witnesses to establish the theft. Two different witnesses are establishing the sale, and therefore neither of them are truly saying testimony on the full behavior that's causing the obligation of four or five times payment. Where do we draw the line on this concept of davar velo chatzi davar, that it has to be a full testimony on something and not a half? And in what cases do we indeed say that it's only chatzi davar? And even though logically we have all the information, but no witnesses are actually saying something of significance, so we're not able to put it together. Our Mishnah clearly is stating that we're able to put together the two sets of testimony, but there must be cases where you can't, because that's the drasha, v'lo chatzi davar. How does this work? Let's skip down to the Gemara, five lines up from the bottom. Lema masnisin deloka Rabbi Akiva. It would appear that our Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Akiva, who has a stricter understanding of velo chatzi davar. Let's see what Rabbi Akiva says on Amud Beis. Top line. Haresha ochla shana rishona b'fnei shnayim. If a person ate the produce of a field for the first year in front of two witnesses, shniya b'fnei shnayim, Second year, he's on the same plot of land. Two other people witness that he's there. Shlishis b'fnei shnayim. And the third year, likewise, but in front of two different witnesses. Mahu, what's the halacha? Now, the concept that's being intimated here is that there is a concept called chazaka, which is that if a person bought a field, he would certainly have documentation that he bought the field. If, however, we encounter him 3 years later and he doesn't have documentation, but he has a claim, the fact that he ate on the land for 3 years is itself a proof that it is his land, because we were the owners. Why didn't they object that he was there for 3 years? And also, after 3 years of no one objecting to him being on the land, he claims that he lost his documentation. He wasn't as careful with it. It's already 3 years. So he has to bring 3 years of being on the land as testimony, and he would be able to keep the land, even though there was a mare kama, an original owner, who is now complaining. But he didn't complain during the 3 years, and at this point, the buyer has an argument that he lost his documentation because it's already 3 years without any objections. Bringing it back to our topic, what happens if the 3 years are being testified by three different sets of witnesses? Amar lo, the original opinion over here says, Harezu chazaka, it's a valid chazaka. And we're able to piece together the three sets. Amar lo, afani omer kein, I agree with you, the Braisa says, Elisha Rabbi Akiva cholik bedavar, but Rabbi Akiva argues. Shahaya Rabbi Akiva omer, Rabbi Akiva says, davar velo chatzi davar. This is a case of, they have to say testimony that has an impact. What are you coming to say testimony about, we'll ask them. And over here, they're only doing chatzi davar by expression. They're only doing half-baked testimony. Each one needs the other two sets in order to have a significant impact. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva said, you're not able to piece together the testimonies. You would need two witnesses that remember that he was there during the first season, the second season, the third season, 3 years, and that would do it. Amar Abaye, Abaye answers, Afilu tema Rabbi Akiva. The fact that Rabbi Akiva argues by chazaka, by the 3 years on a field, does not impact his understanding that you could have people testifying on the theft and other people testifying on the sale, so that he'll be obligated in the payments of 4 or 5. How so? Milo moda Rabbi Akiva, wouldn't Rabbi Akiva admit, agree, b'shnayim omrim kidesh, if two people say that a couple got married, u'shnayim omrim boal, and two different people say that the following month she had illicit relations with another man. De afa gav de eide bia tzricha le'eide kiddushin, it is true that the testimony of illicit relations has to rely on the testimony that she was a married woman. Kevin de eide kiddushin lo tzricha le'eide bia, but since the testimony of marriage did not require the future testimony to take place, so they were able to say something that established itself definitively. Dovar Karina Bey, it is considered substantial, and the second testimony is able to build on it, Hachanami. The same thing over here by the theft and sale. Afagav de Ede Tivicha Tzricha Le Ede Geneva, even though the testimony of slaughter or sale has to rely on the initial testimony of theft, but Kevin de Ede Geneva Le Tzricha Le Ede Tivicha, the testimony of theft was able to be established even without the future testimony of slaughter or sale. Dava karina be, it's considered an independent statement, and it takes effect, and then the next people can come and say testimony, hanging their testimony, so to speak, on the testimony of the first people. But if you would have a case that the first people have nothing to say, like this case of 1 year on the field, chazaka, and the second people have nothing to say, and the third people have nothing to say, then Rabbi Akiva would say the fact that you put them all together and it's substantial didn't give each one the quality called testimony, which is dover. It has to be something substantial. Again, over here though, if you have a case of testimony that she's a married lady, that's dover, that's something substantial. And then the next people can say whatever happened next. Also, in our original Mishnah, you can have two people saying it was stolen, that has an impact. And then the next people can say what happened afterwards. Virabonon. And what about the other opinion, not Rabbi Akiva? They also have this pasuk, davar, which is understood to be velochatzi davar and not half things. What case would they indeed disqualify the Edom and say, you have nothing here, you didn't say anything, and you're not able to join with the other testimony? The Gemara explains, and the Shulchan Aruch codifies a case that we can appreciate in Choshen Mishpat Lamed Se'if Yud Gimel. Tzorich she'yoyed kol echad al davar sholim. The testimony has to be on something substantial. He'idu al chatzi davar eino klum. If they're saying testimony on something that's only half, that you need the other people in order to make it substantial, that doesn't count even in conjunction with the others. They're simply not considered testifying. And so, afilu hi'idu shnayim b'seyer echad. Even if two people would say testimony about a young person that they saw one here, meaning an adult here, it's going to indicate that the person is an adult, if they have two hears that they can say testimony. But these two witnesses are only saying testimony on one here, and a different two witnesses are saying testimony on a different here, eino klum, that doesn't work. Sharei kol kat lo he'idu elo al chatzi davar, because each one is only saying testimony on half a thing. One here is nothing on its own. But if you would have one person, Shara Beisairus Bimino, who sees two hears on one side of the person, and a different aide is saying testimony that he saw two hears on the other side of the person, Mitztarfin, you can join them, because each of them is saying two hears, which is what we need to make the person in the status of an adult, and each one is indeed saying davar. They're saying two hears, and therefore you could join the two and create the valid testimony of Gadlus. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.